Redistricting exists, of course, because as our population grows, shrinks, and moves around the country, we have to make sure our congressperson is representing the same number of people as every other congressperson. Equal representation, right? Well, it's a heated and highly political process. It leads to things like gerrymandering. 7 years ago, New Yorkers voted to make the process more impartial. Now we're voting on that again, with a big debate over whether this new approach to redistricting is even more impartial or more political. Ballot proposition number one on today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day is brought to you by Claxton Hepburn Medical Center, remaining dedicated to providing high-quality, personalized care to patients. ClaxtonHepburn.org.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, November 1st. Happy Prague November, Movember, whatever you want to call it. First up, voters in the Tri-Lakes will decide on three local leadership jobs tomorrow. Emily Russell reports on who's running in the supervisor races in the Saranac Lake and Lake Placid areas and the mayoral race in Tupper Lake.
Let's start in Tupper Lake. Paul Maroon has been mayor there for 12 years, and he wants to keep his job. Maroon is a Republican, but he got beat in the primary by challenger Eric Shaheen. So Shaheen is on the Republican ticket, and Maroon is running as an independent. Shaheen is a local contractor in Tupper Lake. He told the Adirondack Daily Enterprise that he thinks taxes are too high, and he doesn't think the mayor is spending that revenue in the best way he can. Property taxes have actually gone down in Tupper Lake in the last decade. Incumbent Maroon says he wants to stay focused on economic development in the village. That includes fixing up rental properties. The next race in the Tri-Lakes is for the supervisor of Harriettstown. Harriettstown includes a lot of Saranac Lake and Lake Clear. On the Democratic ticket is Jordana Malik. She's on the town council now and is actually abroad serving with the army in Kosovo until next spring. She's facing Republican Robert Bellavacqua, who owns an auto shop. Both told the Press Republican that cleaning up the Superfund site at the Lake Clear Airport is a high priority. The final race is for the town supervisor for North Elba, which includes the village of Lake Placid. Republican Jay Rand was first elected to the job in 2019, and he's running for re-election. He's facing the same Democrat he did 2 years ago, Derek Doty. Doty is currently on the town council. Doty and Rand both told the Press Republican that housing is a major concern for them. Rand said he's also worried about worker shortages. Doty specifically said he's concerned about the lack of healthcare workers in North Elba. Polls are open today until 9 p.m. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio.
Many of you voted early already, but for the rest of you, Election Day is tomorrow. Polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out and vote. For the second time in 7 years, New Yorkers are being asked to alter the state's constitution to make changes to the redistricting process. Redistricting draws new lines for congressional, Senate, and assembly districts every 10 years, according to changes in the census. As Karen DeWitt reports, the measure has mixed support from government reform groups.
The last time a constitutional amendment was on the ballot to change redistricting, in 2014, a 10-member commission of five Democrats and five Republicans was created to draw the lines. The two co-executive directors had to be from opposing parties. That commission, now working on the new district lines using 2020 census results, is currently deadlocked. Democrats favor one set of maps, while GOP commissioners support a different plan. A supermajority or two-thirds of the legislature can override the commission and create the new districts instead. The proposed changes to that system on this fall's ballot would eliminate the requirement that the co-executive directors be from different parties. The commissioners simply have to agree on who they want to lead them. And it would require just 60% of the legislature, not two-thirds, to override the commission's decisions. Will it make the process better and more fair? Susan Lerner, with the reform group Common Cause, says yes.
It's definitely going to reduce the ability of political parties to manipulate the map-making process for partisan gain.
Lerner says it also caps the current size of the state Senate at 63 seats to further minimize political gerrymandering. In the past, the size of the Senate was expanded to help Republicans hold on to an increasingly slim majority. But not all government reform groups agree. Citizens Union and the League of Women Voters say the proposition would make redistricting even worse. The League's Jennifer Wilson says the requirement that two-thirds of the legislature approve the new maps should stay. She says it allows for more participation from the political party in the minority if the Senate and Assembly are closely divided. Wilson says the 60% approval rule would actually strengthen the political party that is in power at the time of the vote.
The legislature will have total power over the process if the commission fails or if they decide they don't like the two first sets of maps. And that's not really a great policy. We used to have our legislature draw our state assembly and state senate maps, and we have very gerrymandered districts here in New York State.
Republicans, who are in the minority in both houses of the legislature, are also against the amendment. GOP party chair Nick Langworthy calls it a power grab by Democrats.
Democrats in Albany apparently aren't satisfied with the amount of power they have. They want to kneecap this commission in the middle of its work. They have put a referendum in place that would strip a lot of the independence of that commission in the middle of their process on the ballot and are masquerading it as good government.
The amendment would take effect in January and it would supersede the rules of the current redistricting process. Lerner, with Common Cause, agrees that the amendment is not perfect, but she says some of the changes are needed now. The amendment also speeds up the timeline for drawing the maps to be ready in time for the new June primary date for statewide elections.
Ultimately, what we're going to need to do is to change the Constitution to have true, independent, nonpartisan, citizen-led redistricting. And we're going to keep working for that. But in the meantime, we can make the process better. And that's what Prop 1 seeks to do.
There are also four other ballot propositions, including changes to allow same-day voter registration and universal mail-in balloting, and an amendment to ensure New Yorkers the right to clean air and clean water. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
We have the basics on all five ballot proposals that are up for a vote tomorrow on our website, ncpr.org. It's a great handy-dandy guide. Again, that's at ncpr.org. And go vote tomorrow. Polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Music today by Christopher Watts of Canton and David Archibald of Kingston, Ontario. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.